This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Nearly 66% voter turnout was recorded till reports last came in. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts went to polls in this phase. Polling concluded at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where voting concluded at 4 p.m. After today's polling, the political fortunes of 683 candidates were sealed in EVMs. Important candidates whose fates will be decided during today's poll include former Chief Minister Champai Soren of the BJP from Saraikela, Rajya Sabha MP and JMM candidate Mahua Maji from Ranchi, Rameshwar Rao of the Congress from Lohardaga, Saryu Rai of Janata Dal United from Jamshedpur West and Hare Lal Mahato of AJSU from Ichhaghar. During a media briefing in Ranchi this evening, Jharkhand's chief electoral officer K. Ravi Kumar said the voting percentage is likely to increase as reports from remote areas are yet to come. He said the voter turnout in urban has been less than what it was expected. The Election Commission has said that the turnout surpassed the 63.9% recorded in these constituencies during the 2019 assembly elections. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, constantly monitored the situation across over 15,000 polling stations. Voting was also held today for the by-elections in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides these, assembly by-polls also took place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Nearly 65% voting was recorded in by-poll for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary constituency held today. The electoral battle has intensified for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. Top leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Sarat in Devgarh district and in Gora district of Jharkhand. Mr. Modi accused the ruling Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, Congress and RJD alliance of rampant corruption and diverting funds sent by the Centre for the Welfare of Poor for personal gains. At an election rally in Baghmara, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the central government of neglecting Jharkhand, stating that it has failed to address the needs of tribal communities and the poor. Meanwhile, leaders from RJD, AJSU and left parties also held campaign events across the state. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public rally at Dondiacha and Jintur of Maharashtra today. Meanwhile, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge criticized the NDA government for not increasing the minimum support price MSP for soybean. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government is working with a holistic approach to strengthen the health infrastructure in the country. He was speaking after dedicating 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Himachal Pradesh High Court today quashed the appointment of 6 Chief Parliamentary Secretaries CPS and declared the law under which the appointments were made as void. A division bench of the High Court comprising Justices Vivek Thakur and B.C. Negi also directed that all the facilities and privileges of the CPS be withdrawn with immediate effect. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 6-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana from Saturday. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Mr. Modi will visit Brazil on the 18th and 19th of this month to attend the 19th G20 summit. British author Samantha Harvey has won the 2024 Booker Prize for her novel Orbital, the first book set in space to win the prize. Orbital contemplates the world from a different viewpoint as it follows a team of astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And that is the end of this news bulletin.